It's Rex Latchford with yet another day page. Let's get right into this mess. Senators praised themselves yesterday and last night, but no tangible signs of progress as they continue to get paid and continue to burn through $100 million of our money every day. And government workers continue to have their lives disrupted as they become members of the unemployed. Great job, guys and girls. You just keep patting yourselves on the back now. Here are some bits and headlines. Ever fashionable, Apple hires Burberry CEO as retail chief. The Chinese are embracing the perceived freedoms of RVs. Bulgaria's air is rated as the dirtiest in Europe, followed by Poland. A mosque attack kills an Afghan governor. A Malaysian court restricts the use of the word Allah in the presence of Muslims, concerned that it could cause a rage riot. In the totalitarianism at large department, in Moscow, a day after migrant workers were beaten and terrorized by rioters, officers detained about 1,200 of them to check for outstanding warrants. Always looking for terrorists, the U.S. says they found one in Libya and have brought him to New York for prosecution. Despite billions spent looking for terrorists inside the U.S., few, if any, have been found, leaving only rendition to satisfy prosecutorial bloodthirst. And as 16-year-old Malala Yousafzai, shot in the face by the Taliban, told President Obama in her face-to-face meeting on Friday, all this fixation on finding and killing so-called and or alleged terrorists just breeds more terrorists. And finally, here's an Edward Snowden moment as he speaks out against NSA Dragnet mass surveillance. As he received a whistleblower award from other intelligence services leakers held in Russia, possibly the only reasonably safe place from United States goon squads.
These programs don't make us more safe. They hurt our economy. They hurt our country. They limit our ability to speak and think and live and be creative, to have relationships, to associate freely. And they're going, this doesn't make us more safe, it makes us less safe. It puts us at risk of coming into conflict with our own government. And there's a far cry between legal programs, legitimate spying, legitimate law enforcement, where it's targeted, it's based on reasonable suspicion, an individualized suspicion, and a warranted action, and sort of dragnet mass surveillance that puts entire populations under sort of an eye that sees everything, even when it's not needed. This is about a trend in the relationship between the governing and the governed in America that is coming increasingly into conflict with what we expect as a free and democratic nation. If we can't understand the policies and programs of our government, we cannot grant our consent in regulating them. As someone very clever said recently, we don't have an oversight problem, because we have an undersight problem. And it's led us to a point in our relationship with the government where we have an executive of the Department of Justice that's unwilling to prosecute high officials who lied to Congress and the country on camera, but they'll stop at nothing to persecute someone who told them the truth.
And as the jets rumble overhead, that's Day Page for this day. Collect the rest at daypage.net. It's a production of Radio InfoWeb. See you next time for another Day Page.